Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Coca-Cola says its profit rose in the third quarter as global sales volume edged up 2%, fueled by performance in emerging markets such as China, India, and Russia. For the period, Coca-Cola says it earned $2.45 billion, or 54 cents per share. A year ago, the company earned $2.31 billion, or 50 cents per share. Revenue fell 3%, however, to $12.03 billion. Beijing agreed today to make London a center for handling investment denominated in China's tightly controlled currency. The announcement came in the middle of a five-day British trade mission to China, led by Finance Minister George Osborne. Investors in London will be allowed to apply for licenses to invest yuan directly into China. Congressional aides say that the Senate is closing in on an agreement to reopen the government and forestall an economy-rattling default on U.S. obligations. Congressional aides say that Majority Leader Harry Reid and GOP Leader Mitch McConnell will seal an agreement today, just 2 days before the Treasury Department says it will run out of borrowing capacity.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Alongside is Les Schulte, and Les, this afternoon at 3 o'clock on our website at wheelag.org, we have a special webinar discussion. It's a live broadcast. It's a video live broadcast of the future of biofuels legislation in this country. It is a big deal. And people who will be participating in the conference include U of I ag economist Daryl Good and Scott Irwin, along with Jeremy Martin from the Union of Concerned Scientists. They're going to take questions on ethanol, on soil diesel, the reformulated fuels standard. And it is the kind of thing that we do here to innovate. It's something new for us. We've never done a live video webinar on our wheelag.org website. But it's the kind of thing that we can do because of our support for agricultural programming. I remember when I took over this job, we had, count them, one platform, AM 580 air signal. That's no longer the case.
It is no longer the case, Dave. We're expanding just as technology grows. We're keeping up with that technology because we know that's the way you're going to want to access this information. You're going to want to use our services. So along with being on the air, of course, here on the AM 580, we also have an Ag e-newsletter. We send out about 3,000 of those a week to people. And you can just sign up for that Ag e-newsletter, by the way, anytime. We have an on-demand phone service, an on-demand MP3 audio and podcasts, and they're very popular. They're one of the most popular things that are downloaded from our website. Market Outlook meetings, all-day Outlook meeting in March that we're working on now, 25th anniversary of that coming up.
I know.
You're such a young-looking man, by the way.
Thank you.
To be doing that. A Twitter service at Dave Dickey, David A. Dickey, and at Commodity Week. There's willag.org. We have commercial affiliates with other stations around the state. And then we have mwillag.org for your smartphone. So we're trying to keep up on all of the ways that you're going to want to access this information. It takes dollars, though, to be able to do this. And that's why we're asking you right now to make a $120 contribution to WILO.
217-244-9455. Say ag. That will help a long way because we also have a challenge underway from a group of loyal ag friends who have come together, some of our fine business partners, including AgriGold, Bates Commodities, Stuart Peterson, Strategic Farm Marketing, and the Andersons. They say, if we hear from 100 ag people this drive, they're going to give us $2,250. That's a whole boatload of extra money. For that kind of, with that kind of money, we can pretty much do a lot of commodity weeks.
We can do a lot of commodity weeks because we're very frugal with the money. We try to put it to good use. And so those dollars, along with your dollars, that's what's going to make this service one of the best services for agriculture in the state of Illinois. And that's our goal. We know that's what you appreciate, and that's why we're asking you to help support this service with a $60 or $100 or $120 contribution right now.
217-244-9455, the number to call, or you can do it online at our secure website at willag.org. It's willpledge.org, the actual site there.
Significant rain occurred across portions of the northern U.S. plains and the western Corn Belt overnight. Some of the impressive amounts included some 1 to 2 inch plus totals that occurred in eastern South Dakota and some random locations in the eastern part of Nebraska. There was also similar conditions reported near the Fargo, North Dakota area and also in the south central and interior southwestern North Dakota. A lot of that precipitation will set back fieldwork now for a while for two reasons. Number one, parts of the northern plains in the northwestern Corn Belt had seen some previous rain, and the ground is becoming more wet at this point. There is a cooling bias that will likely be occurring in this region as well, and the combination will likely lead us to an environment here where drying rates will be slower, and so therefore fieldwork will not be able to advance quite so quickly across the upper parts of the Midwest. And the area we're talking about in general is really from the Dakotas through Minnesota over to northern portions of Wisconsin. The rains that were more significant in Nebraska and western Iowa overnight were occurring in areas that were plenty dry, and they should firm up very quickly. So the delays in fieldwork in those areas will probably not be nearly as persistent as they may be a little bit further to the north. For the rest of the Midwest, the rain totals associated with this current storm system will not be nearly as significant. A cool front will likely be responsible for the precipitation as it cuts through the central and eastern parts of the Midwest today and tomorrow. The rain totals will probably run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch most often. There may be some 4 and 5/10 of an inch amounts in some locations. But for the most part, the frontal system is just not likely to hold together well enough to generate enough precipitation to cause serious setbacks in field work. We'll be back into the fields fairly quickly following this event, and that will help to promote further harvest progress as we finish out this week. Now, one of the fundamental changes that occurs in weather across the Midwest after this system moves through is a change towards colder weather that will be moving southward from Canada as we go into the latter part of this week, the weekend, and next week. And the waves of cool air that come through will each carry with it a chance for some showers. Both rain and snow showers will be possible. Most of those snow showers will occur at night, and we're expecting to see the precipitation mostly quite light. But nevertheless, there will be enough precipitation occurring on a periodic basis in Michigan and Wisconsin as well as Minnesota to keep field work from advancing very well, if at all. Some of the showers will work their way down into northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and northern Ohio, maybe even northeastern portions of Iowa at times, but the precipitation in these areas will be infrequent and mostly light and not really very disruptive to farming activity. And the further south you go towards the Ohio River Valley, as well as Kansas and Missouri, you probably will experience drier conditions and will anticipate good harvest progress continuing. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat, 759 and a half down two. Soft December wheat, 689 and three quarters down two and three quarters. December corn, 438 and a half up one and a half. July, 467 up one and three quarters. November soybeans, 1267 and a quarter down five and three quarters. July, 1239 and a half down two and one half. December soybean meal, 401.90 down 550. December soybean oil, 40.77 up 38. October live cattle, 128.85 down 60. October feeder cattle, 166.75 down 62.5. And December lean hogs are 86.37.5, and they are up 2.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
A little bit of drizzle in the area, but I don't suppose it's going to slow down producers that much.
Well, they won't be able to cut beans, but, I mean, if they got dry corn, they can go. But after a heavy harvest time, they might just be taking it easy, getting things, making sure everything's working right, and taking a little time off, too, catching up on things they need to get done.
What are we trading these days?
We have corn up a penny, penny and a half. We have beans down two to three, not four or five even. Not much happening, very slow. Nobody knows what the percentage harvested is. Nobody knows what the yields are. Until USDA comes back in, there will be a lot of traders just stay out of it because they don't have any news to trade off of or to deviate off of. And as a result, we have very slow trade, very light trade, basically harvest time. With good yields means you can make lows. We do still expect more lows. Corn made a low a couple days ago and then bounced back up. Beans are making new lows each day as we speak from that 83 that they made 2 weeks ago after going to the 13 last week and the week before. They're back at 1266, 1267. And wouldn't be surprised to see them go towards the $12 mark.
Do you think that $5 corn, thought to be cheap a couple of months ago, is now would be very welcome by our producers?
It'd be very welcome, but I don't know that it's going to happen unless we have some disaster somewhere in the world.
So I guess the other question then becomes, do these price levels discourage the planting of corn next spring?
Well, if you look at next year's corn prices and next year's bean prices, the ratio is not as is better for corn right now than it is for beans. If you look at this year's corn versus this year's beans, beans take the cake, but beans are $1.20 lower next year. Corn's actually 30 to 40 higher.
So if we have carryover over 2 billion bushels and we don't discourage production of corn acres next year, what does that suggest for the long-term future of corn over the next year to 18 months?
It figures lower prices, and it's not just here, it's the world. The world is planting more corn everywhere except South America. They're going to plant more beans. But Europe, Russia, Ukraine, India, China are all planting more corn acres. Bean acres are being planted more in South America because half their corn rots before they get it to market. They just don't have the infrastructure to get it there.
Do you think that you could see corn futures under $4 if all of that comes to pass and the crops are good?
I think that's a possibility for the next year.
A word on soybeans before we let you go.
A word on soybeans. Everybody's growing more of those. We're tearing up pasture ground. We're putting ground in to corn and bean production that was something else, and that's also helping hold bean prices down. There's crazy people out there saying beans could be $9. You know, so you just don't know down the road. You know, maybe we've had the highs we're going to have for a few years. Now we're going to go back to the $3 to $4 corn and the you know, $6 to $10 beans instead of where we've been for the last 2 or 3 years.
So what are you telling people who call regarding short-term marketing strategies then?
Sell what you've got now and look at selling next year's crop somewhere.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. You know, Les, it's not just about this year, because we grow crops every year.
Sure.
And so you have to sometimes you have to step back from the day-to-day and take a longer view and begin to figure out where we might end up. And all that information is important, too, as producers make their decisions.
It sure is, Dave. And we know that that's why people turn to us for that kind of information, either on the radio, through our email service, or through our online service, that they're looking for that variety of opinions so that they can make the decisions you need to make in your business. And that's what we're here to do, to provide the information that can improve your bottom line. We've built a service on what you've told us you want. This is a partnership, and that's why we're asking you to participate in this partnership right now with your pledge of support at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org.
And we're flexible to that partnership. I mean, there was a time when we didn't do any energy analysis. This was before ethanol became a big deal. We would barely think about energy, the energy markets at all. And then that happened, and producers said, you know, we need to hear someone talk about energy at least once a week.
Sure.
Okay, so we can offer that. 217-244-9455. If you appreciate that flexibility and that partnership, and we want to continue to partner with you.
And we've got a challenge going on right now to encourage you to support WILL and our agricultural service. There's a group of loyal ag friends, AgriGold, Bates Commodities, we just heard from Pete, Stuart Peterson, Champaign County Branch, Strategic Farm Marketing. The Andersons have joined us. Mm. And now we have a $2,250 challenge amount when we hear from at least 100 people this month, this drive, who will mention ag as a service they appreciate. We'll be able to add that money to our pledge total.
217-244-9455. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.